been an amazingly interesting weekend. Personally, I'm not going to say professionally. You've got a lot of work done last night. The news, obviously, is completely permeated with the devastation from Japan over the weekend. And film after film after film, and, of course, all this discussion about the meltdown of the nuclear reactors. And believe it or not, I'm reading a headline that says, despite fears, radiation health risks remain low. And yet we are told that the radiation is very likely blowing in the jet stream toward the western sector of the United States. Now, one can well imagine that if the tsunami had, in effect, aftershocks that went all the way up to Seattle, Washington, and now we've got the meltdown of nuclear reactors, which many are claiming is going to be far worse than Chernobyl, what kind of health risks is it going to create, not just for those poor souls who live in Japan, in Onahama, but right here on the west coast of the United States, California, Oregon, Arizona, Idaho. Unbelievable. I'm watching this explosion of one of the nuclear reactors, and now we're told that the rods have been exposed, and you've listened to this stuff all day and all night and day in and day out to the point where it's sickening, but I'm certainly concerned about health-related risks, as each and every one of us should be. And while all of this has been going on, our good friend, Uncle Reem-us, has been more concerned about his golf game. That's right. Uncle Reem-us has been out there, not as a caddy, mind you, but as an itinerant golfer, thinking that he can step up to the plate. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. If George W. Bush had taken that kind of an attitude during a tumultuous world event, the left-wing media would have been just all over him like flies on doo-doo. But unfortunately, Obama gets a pass. Not in mindsight. Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. And you're listening to us live this 14th day of March, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When we come back from this first break, a very special tribute piece of music. Stay with us.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Unarguably, probably one of the finest pieces of jazz music ever devised. This is somewhat of a more upbeat version than many of us were accustomed to, certainly not the original version. But it is by the original group, Dave Brubeck. The piece is called Take Five. And it was probably my introduction to jazz back many, many years ago when I used to babysit a couple of boys down the street from our home. I was first introduced to this album probably around 1957 or thereabouts when it had been out on the charts for maybe a year. It certainly influenced my love of the genre. We don't play it very often, but it has tremendous meaning to me today. Meaning which you'll understand in just a minute. I can't hear what's going on out there, so I have to hope that we can bring this up just a little bit. It becomes important for you to listen to a little bit of the drum solo done by one Joe Morello, the masterful drummer of the classic Dave Brubeck quartets of the 1950s and 60s. Joe passed away this past weekend in New Jersey. Frankly, no other drummer other than Mick Ringo Starr has inspired more baby boomers to take up the sticks and the brushes than Joe Morello. Joe had this effortless touch, swinging sense of time, light as a souffle drum solos, raised the art of drumming to precisely that, an art. Joe played on more than 120 albums and CDs, half of them with Brubeck. Won the Downbeat Magazine Award for Best Drummer for 5 years in a row, the Playboy Award 7 years in a row, and is the only drummer to win every music poll for 5 years in a row, including Japan, England, Europe, and Spain. Listen to Joe Morello for a few moments, and then we will continue this program. go ahead and bring her up a bit. Let's let the audience listen to the genius of Joe Morello. Springfield, Massachusetts, Morello's birthplace, 82 years ago. First instrument of choice was, believe it or not, the violin. A very precocious young man showed enough ability to be invited to play Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at age 9. When he was 15, he met the legendary violinist Yasha Heifetz. But upon meeting and hearing his idol, Joe felt he could never achieve that sound. And he promptly switched to drums. Thanks for allowing me these few moments of personal time, as it were. Before we finish, allow me to say that Joe first came to the general public's attention as a featured soloist on this very piece of music we've just listened to, Rubeck's worldwide smash hit, Take Five, named for the unusual 5/4 time signature that became a hallmark of Rubeck and his smooth sax man, Paul Desmond. Subsequent compositions like Blue Rondo a la Turk and Unsquared Dance. Joe's supple Take Five drum solo was voted the most melodic of all time in a recent drum magazine poll. Yeah, well, Joe, you'll be missed, but thank God I've got your sticks on the turntable tonight. Thanks for allowing me those few moments. We opened this program with a little bit of brief discussion about the Japanese situation. I have read reports that the estimated cost has already reached $180 billion. We give the fact that governments tend to lie by thirds. We can triple it, and maybe, just maybe, Hollywood stars, entertainers, people from all over the world are banding together to throw all the help and assistance in their direction as is humanly possible. It's simply amazing. Conversations I had with people over the weekend, you begin to look more and more at the happenings of our day. The last week we talked about all the dead fish swarming up on the beaches in California. We take a look at the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of birds that have miraculously dropped from the sky over these last few months in various places from one end of this nation to the other. And then we look at things like a tsunami. And, of course, immediately I know the screams and the cries for harp and harp. It's man-caused. Are people just looking outside of the potential of reality, natural causes? Why does it all have to be man-made causes? I'm not going to sit there and say that maybe somehow man wasn't caused with some undersea garbage that, but you know what? I think everybody out there is looking for an excuse other than the word. You see, it seems to me that in the book, the good book, whatever one wishes to call it, the Bible, Biblia, whatever, it talks about end times. And it warns of such things happening. You know, it's like the Almighty has continued to send the people of this earth warnings. And we continue to ignore it. We continue to, oh my goodness, it's March Madness. Why should I give a rat's ass what happens to some people in Japan? I mean, this is the mentality of people in this country. And then, of course, soon it'll be World Cup time and the whole world will be focused on soccer, which around the rest of the world is called football, by the way. I mean, everybody's crying tonight because the big walkout over the weekend. There have been no resolve to the big NFL problems, and the NFL players have been locked out. There will be no season as of yet. I hope they all lose their assets. because I really don't care. It's unbelievable. So now the Japanese workers are pumping seawater in to cool the third nuclear reactor. In Natori, there is no one to rescue. I'm looking at a photograph of what is ostensibly, I'm sure, was a parking lot. Cars are just, looks like it was a junkyard. Shortage of body bags. Bodies are floating up on shore by the thousands. But oh no, this must have been caused by man. Wake up, people. We have flunked the test. It's now time to pay the piper. The piper be him, he, I am that I am, God, Jehovah. Pick the name. I don't really care. It's time to pay the piper. Not only is it three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Ball game may in fact be over. Now, I'm not saying it's all going to come to an end on Friday. I don't go that far. The fact of the matter is that he has his time clock and we have ours. Oh, maybe ours is manufactured by Elgin or Timex or whomever. But we tend to always justify our existence and our happenstance and the things we're doing based upon what our digital watch says, or the clock that's ticking away on our cell phones or on the wall. You can count the seconds and the minutes and the hours and the days and the weeks and the months and the years all you want to, but when push comes to shove, it may keep on ticking, but you're about to get a kicking. Because his time clock is his clock. It's not meant for you to know. So just keep testing his will. And the end result will be, well, the end result. The thing I found interesting is the nuclear accident in Japan is taking place in a town called Fukushima. We'll be back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation. and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
There is breaking news coming out of Japan just moments ago. A new blast has been reported at the damaged Japanese nuclear plant. This literally came out during the probably my commentary on the death of Joe Morello. Japanese media has reported a new explosion heard at the number two reactor of the earthquake-damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant early Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday morning in Japan right now. Several reports cited government officials as confirming the blast at about 6:10 a.m. local time, which would have put it, frankly, a little over an hour ago. Actually, close to 2 hours ago. That would have been 5 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Officials with the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency said the incident may have damaged the reactor's pressure suppression system. Well, and so we share all that to you. Now, by the way, U.S. stocks have dropped today. General Electric has been hit by nuclear concerns, and allow me just a moment to share with you why. A series of emails have continued to come into me over the last 20 minutes or so. My friend Larry sends out a note that says, not widely reported, is the last reactor to blow up was a GE-made reactor, which, unlike the others that use uranium, the GE reactor used both uranium and plutonium. Plutonium, of course, is very deadly. One particle of it inhaled by a dog will kill it in short order. We can only hope that the jet stream does not carry it over here. Also not widely known is that in the United States there are 23 of these same type of plutonium reactors, and that many of them were built on fault lines. Next message came from my friend Hippie, who said that if you want to read the biblical description of all that may be happening right now, read Matthew chapter 24. It's all there for all to read. You know, even if you're not a reader of the Word, run on over to the local hotel. Get a Gideon's out of the desk drawer. Believe me, you go to the library, you'll find one. Go to your next door neighbor. Pull out the book and read Matthew chapter 24. It may give you one of the best explanations there are. And finally, from my friend up north in the land of, what is it, a thousand lakes or something like that. He said, the reason the people blame everything on HAARP is because it is the only high-tech device they are aware of. They're not allowed to know about the real advanced technology from DARPA. Scalar tech is far more powerful than anything atomic. It is a planet buster. So there's a lot going on. Now, I also received an email from my good friend Doc, who said, Jeff, they've linked a HAARP site in Nevada to recent activity. And he said, by the way, if you want to have a real scare, why don't you pull up all the nuclear plants on the New Madrid Fault and also on the Mississippi River? Most have lots of nuclear waste material on site, and now Yomana has cut off the storage of nuclear waste where they previously buried it. It would be a sitting duck. 150 caliber round would start a fire that could never be put out. We'd go around the world, and we'd all be doomed by the enveloping waste smoke. We are sitting ducks. There is a lot going on. Now, let's go back and take a look and see what happened in the markets today. Not that I frankly really care. Nuclear rebirth is in peril. White House and the GOP are still supporting nuclear energy. These are some of the headlines we're looking at. GE could be liable in nuclear emergency. What the quake means for stocks. Japanese shares plunge 6.2%, chalking up its worst one-day performance in more than 2 years. But never fear, baby, because the iPads be flying off the shelf. iPads. Dow Jones Industrial, all things being equal, dropped 52 points today to end their session at 11,993. NASDAQ off 15 at 2701. S&P 500 off 8 at 1296. Global Dow in the aftermarket's up 1 at 2122. Gold is up $2 in the aftermarket. Very quiet day in the metals. Currently at $1,426 in oil. Remember how they told us, oh, gee, now the Japanese won't be buying oil, we can go ahead and drop the price? Just went up 29 cents a barrel. $101.48 a barrel. You will pay it. Won't you like it? Talked to somebody this morning. I remember getting out of the service. About a year later, I went to work for a Volkswagen dealership selling Volkswagens. $29.9 a gallon. Cost $3 to fill a Volkswagen's gas tank. Now you can't even buy a gallon for $3, which means what? Costs almost $40 to fill that old tank. Stay with us. We'll be back after we listen to Clint Eastwood tickle the ivories a bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, You can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Another exceedingly talented musician from the Brubeck era, but one must understand that while the Brubeck era began in 1955 or 6, it still goes on as Dave Brubeck, well into his, I believe, his 90s, is still playing, still exceedingly active. I could be mistaken about the age, but he's getting up there. We just heard from Ramsey Lewis, and Caravan, I think, is part of it. Very lengthy opening. I came into this program tonight with a particular direction to go, but there's so much happening, it becomes one of those nights that we just kind of sit back and, another note from Larry, who says, and in Matthew 24, after the list of woes to befall us, Jesus tells them that all these things are just the beginning of the sorrows. The beginning, Larry says. I don't think we can imagine what the ending will be like. It is, oh my goodness, and that should surprise us. Oh, by the way, we've been hearing a couple little tiny rumors over the last couple of weeks that, of course, Glenn Beck's contract expires at Fox News at the end of December. Judge Andrew Napolitano has been filling in for Beck for the last week or so. I didn't bother to see if he was on today or not. But a couple of interesting things comes out of this. Former Indiana Democrat Senator Evan Bayh has been hired as an on-air contributor at Fox News. Well, that's not the big thing. I noticed a quickie little ad this afternoon for a new television show that is beginning on Fox News on the 14th of March. Or was it 14th of May? I guess today's the 14th of March. I don't know. Lou Dobbs is returning to television, but rather than being at CNN, he's going to be at Fox. But Lou Dobbs is returning to his old original format, my friends, which was economics and finance and stock markets and things of that nature. And I noticed the time slot that he's going to be on is the same time slot that Glenn Beck is currently in. Or is Glenn Beck been very quietly bought out? Or did Glenn Beck go and say, I'm scared for my life and I might pee in my panties, so can I leave now? I don't know what the answer is. But it looks like Fox News has had enough of Glenn Beck. Apparently, from something I read earlier, their viewership has been declining. But then, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect the viewership of many of those type of news shows has been declining for a long time anyway. It's already acknowledged that more news is read on the internet than is in local birdcage liners anyway. So I came into this program tonight with the intent of spending a good portion of the hour discussing the fact that Uncle Remus has got some interesting things in mind for us. And, of course, all of this came out of the Tucson, Arizona tragedy, the shooting of Gabby and the judge and all the rest of these people, some of whom died, some of whom are wounded both physically and psychologically for life. And what do we hear next? The headline today says that Obama and the NRA will attempt to further restrict gun ownership. That's right, folks. Big Brother done touched the third rail. Been a couple of months since the tragedy in Tucson. Moment when we all came together as one people to mourn and to pray for those who we lost. And in the attack's turbulent wake, Americans by and large rightfully refrained from finger-pointing, assigning blame, or playing politics with other people's pain. But one clear and terrible fact remains. A man our Army rejected as unfit for service. A man one of our colleagues deemed too unstable for studies. A man apparently bent on violence was able to walk into a store and buy a gun. What a big difference. In Arizona, he could buy one that's a for sale private owner anytime you want it. Well, like the author says, the first thing we need to do is begin by enforcing laws that are already on the books. But oh, no, let's dream up some new laws. Let's expand the bureaucracy. The National Instant Criminal Background Check System is the filter that is supposed to stop the wrong people from getting their hands on a gun. Well, that only works for people who try to come by gun ownership in the normal fashion, legally. But people who are a little twisted to begin with don't necessarily do things illegally now, do they? Ban guns, outlaw guns, only the outlaws are going to have the guns, and then we will be completely defenseless. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Boogerman, can I reach in and get my big kitchen knife? And he'll blow your damn head off. Bipartisan legislation 4 years ago was supposed to strengthen the system, but it hasn't been properly implemented. Relies on data supplied by states, but that data is often incomplete, inadequate. We've got to do better. Secondly, we should, in fact, reward the states that provide the best data and therefore do the most to protect our citizens. Thirdly, we need to make the system faster and nimbler. Is nimbler got anything to do with, like, numbnuts? I forgot to forward my phone. Watch this. I hate to do this. Good evening. This is Jeff. This is not a recording, but I am on the air. You'll need to call back in about 30 minutes. Thank you. Probably scared to live in daylight, so they think they're on the air. I forgot to forward my phones. It happens sometimes. The fact of the matter, we can talk about what we owe the victims of the tragedy in Tucson. The countless unheralded tragedies each year, nothing less than our best efforts to seek consensus. Well, you know, all this sounds good. But once again, what about the people that have been authorized to own guns? The people who are serving in our military, like Colonel Raghead, whatever his name was, down at Fort Hood, Texas. Here's a guy that passed muster. He was allowed to run around the military base with a gun on his hip. What for? I don't know, but that's part of the man's job. And he snapped. This is the guy that with the, you know, the heretic Muslim business shot a whole bunch of people. Of course, the administration never wanted it discussed that he happened to be a Muslim. How do you do that? I suppose if you're a true Christian, you're not going to look down on you're not going to necessarily, oh, no, that's not true. When a guy has been seen pulling out a gun and shooting a whole bunch of people, I don't care if he's black, white, a Martian, a Mexican, if he's Christian, Jewish, Hindustani, Islamist, Muslim, whatever, you got a right to call the guy what he is. Not hide the fact. But Obama done's come out with himself a new op-ed piece. Obama's low profile on the issues riles some. My biggest problem is Obama's not low profile on anything. They showed him rambling his mouth today after his golf game, which was certainly more important than the international emergency. Oh, he gets up there, mouths the words. Oh, yeah, we got to do this and we got to do that. Oh, we should help those poor people. But, hey, excuse me. It goes to show you, the guy residing in the White House really is a hole in one. So now, Obama writes this op-ed piece talking about government preventing irresponsible Americans from getting their hands on a gun in the first place. How about I write an op-ed piece that talks about irresponsible Americans who are too stupid to vote and send the likes of this kind of a jerkwater to D.C.? You see, Obama is advocating a government precedent or advocating a government which can arbitrarily define what is an irresponsible, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's amazing. Now my son calls. I'm on the air. I'll call you back. Anyway, sorry about that. I got a real mess today. You know what it is? We live in Arizona. Arizona does not participate in daylight savings time. Now, that means I go on the air an hour earlier. Now, that doesn't affect your ability to listen to it unless you happen to live in Arizona. It means that for the rest of the season, I am on the same time zone as California. And unfortunately, too many people don't get this. You know, my son figures, oh, Dad goes on the air at 5 o'clock. So what does he do? Calls in the last 15 minutes before I go on the air. Except that I'm not going on at 5. Now it's 4. Oh, never mind. Anyway, so here's Obama trying to dictate, you know, what irresponsible means. And I'm sorry. I think most Americans who vote are utterly, that's U-D-D-E-R-L-Y, because they've been sucking at the tit of government for so long, utterly irresponsible. They should not be allowed to vote. As a matter of fact, most of them shouldn't even be allowed to have a driver's license. Most of them can't even balance their own checkbook. But then you don't have to balance a checkbook when you're government-issued monthly credits are just automatically reloaded up on your so-called Visa-looking card. So now we got the Obama administration conducting informal discussions with groups from both ends of the gun policy spectrum, including law enforcement and gun rights organizations. He's now getting set to hold formal meetings as early as this week in an effort to chart out a new set of firearms policies. Spearheaded by the Department of Justice, these are the ones that have been instructed by the Obama administration to ignore a particular law that deals with marriage. You know the one. Department of Justice, the one department of the government that is charged is to enforce the law. So now they're sitting down with the DOJ. These talks are described by one individual involved in the discussions as a feeling out process. feeling out process? We used to call it feeling up. But with more official meetings set to begin shortly, they provide the clearest indication to date that the White House is readying a response to the shooting of Representative Gabrielle Giffords and 19 others in a parking lot in a grocery store strip mall in Tucson in early January. And, of course, while all this nonsense is going on, you can expect the NRA, the not relevant anymore organization, to some of you known as the National Rifle Association, to chime right in there and help Obama stick it to you once again. So you 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 million members of the NRA, and I hate to tell you this, but I'm one of them, I just don't contribute any money anymore. I don't participate in their stupid elections anymore, because in my personal estimation, the NRA is not relevant any longer. Did you know that there is a right to carry a concealed weapon in California? Did you know that? California, of all places. Yeah, but there's only a few people that are eligible. People that are considered at risk of violence. Jewelers, bail bondsmen, criminal prosecutors are amongst those. Of course, some of the legislators now believe that their job has become too dangerous, and they want the right to carry, too. Oh my goodness. Well, we could spend a lot of time talking about the issue, but you know the direction it's going to go. Let's see, who's Obama going to put on his cheerleading squad? Sarah Brady? Carolyn McCarthy? Up Chucky Schumer, be another one. Who's some of the other anti-Second Amendment related idiots out there? You know what's funny about it? I'll bet you dollars to donuts that all three of those personages referenced carry guns or have armed bodyguards to take care of business in the event that they're harassed by some tax-paying citizen for one reason or another. I don't believe this. Who are these people calling? Do I just let it ring? Incoming call. Oh, well. Quick financial headlines for the day, if you don't mind. Watch this. Good evening, this is Jeff. I'm on the air. Please call back in 20 minutes. Unreal. U.S. stock prices down today. World markets flat after the Japanese stock plummet. We all know that already. Rising gas prices still. Now, remember when all this stuff happened last week in Japan? We were told that the cost of a barrel of oil instantly dove because all of a sudden, we're not going to have to worry about exporting a whole bunch of oil to Japan because, well, they won't be driving for a while. They got no roads. Their cars are, in the words of an old Frank Sinatra song, gone with the wind or gone with the tide or whatever. And yet we're still talking about rising gas prices. Marvelous editorial we have posted on Republic Trading Group International.com website, which we finally were able to get some economic headlines and columns posted about 2 hours ago. I'm buried. I had not had the time. Editorial says that Obama comes up short on oil. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after the break for some closing comments, serious, whimsical, or otherwise.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
And the voice to begin and end all, and Ella Fitzgerald. Big before Dave Brubeck came along, and still equally as big long after her life is gone. Ella Fitzgerald, Lullaby of Broadway. I wonder what tonight will bring and tomorrow. Bob Chapman, as you may well know, is away this week. He will not be with us tomorrow. John and I are attempting to work on something else for that time slot tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I've been busy today. I'm going to be busy well into the night. I've got to get my nonsense completed. I'm running several weeks overboard on a couple of projects. I need to get them finished. I've got other things to move on to. I need to start making my preparations for getting out of this house, and hopefully in another 14 to 16 weeks it will be thus. Illinois is one of the first states to actually impose an internet tax. enacting a law imposing a sales tax on internet retailers. Illinois is being kind of taken to task, but we knew that somebody somewhere, some state, had to get the ball rolling so they could see just how far they could push this thing, because obviously several administrations in a row have been wanting to do this. Over at federalobserver.com over the weekend, I posted a goodly number of new articles and columns by some noted and some lesser known people dealing with the problems in the education system in this country. I invite you to visit federalobserver.com so you can catch up on that and take a look at it. In the interim, Obama kicked off a drive to overhaul the No Child Left Behind education law. He has asked Congress to act before the next school year opens in the fall. What's he going to call it? No Little Ghetto Child Left Behind? No Child Left Behind has been a damned abysmal failure, my friends, because it in fact has left all of our children behind. No Child Left Behind means that no one will be left behind, not even the children of illegal invaders. Also with the Federal Observer, a piece that I posted that has been around the internet on and off for a number of years, but it's still worth rereading. It deals with the cost of educating and raising and feeding and clothing and providing health care for illegal aliens and their children. By the way, Monica Lewinsky's back in the news. She says, "I still love Bill and I always will." Wait a minute, that sounds like a song from the 60s. The good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Granny, you better go figure out which song that is. Oh, The Fifth Dimension. You guys take care of yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow. They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. Gold, ever climbing.